因为我们早晨感谢主的同在。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for His presence this morning.
在品杯聚会当中，真是能够丰丰富富的享受主自己在我们中间。
Before the bread and cup, we can truly enjoy the fullness of His presence.
相信主也非常喜悦，从他儿女们口中接受那一切的感谢、赞美和敬拜。
We also trust that the Lord delights to receive all the praises and worship from the mouth of His children.
盼望还能够一同来交通一些主的话语。
And we want to share more from the scripture. Let us turn first to 1 Corinthians, chapter
1. 我们读最后一节第三十节。
We'll read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30.
神又使他成为我们的智慧，对不起。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by His doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
所以我们特别注意，我们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
Here it says, it is by His doing, by God's doing, that we are in Christ.And now turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章，我们从第一节读到第十三节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 13.
罗马书第六章第一节。这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase?
断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
May it never be. How shall we who die to sin still live in it?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or do you now know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀
Therefore, we have been buried with him through the baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death,Certainly, we shall also be in the likeness of resurrection.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin may be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For he who has died is freed from sin.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him.
他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
For the death that he died for once, for he died to sin once for all.But the life that he lives to God.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却看自己是活的。
For even so, consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its lusts.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
我们再读一处，在罗马书第八章。
And one more portion in chapter 8 of Romans.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 6.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of the sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
So that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit set the things of the Spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
我们最后再读同一章第十三节。
From the same chapter, verse 13.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死，若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
好，我们一起再有点祷告。
And let's together pray further.
主，我们感谢你早晨在将你的爱浇灌在我们中间。
We thank you again this morning. You have poured out your love among us.
主，实在是你的爱激励我们。
Truly, it is your love that constrains us.
让我们不再为自己活。
So that we no longer live for ourselves.
那为替我们死而复活的主。
So that we may live for Christ who died and lived for us.
主，感谢你把生命气息还赐给我们。
Thank you for still giving us a breath.
叫我们在地上还能够为你而活。
That we may live for you on this earth.
主，我们仰望你在向我们说话。
We look up to you to speak to us again.
愿这些话语真是能够在我们心里成就你所喜悦的事。
May your words come enter into our hearts and accomplish the work that pleases you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 早晨和弟兄姐妹要继续交通到我们基督徒与基督的同死和同活。
This morning we want to share with brothers and sisters, as Christians we need to die with Christ and live with Christ.
刚刚我们弟兄已经告诉我们，无论我们在地上怎么活，
Our brother already told us earlier, no matter how you live on the earth,
我们每个人都要活。
We all have to live.
但是我们是为谁而活？
But who do we, for whom do we live?
我们应该如何活？
How should we live?
所以我们盼望从主的话语，我们能够来一起学习。
And we want to learn how this through the word of the Lord.
我们要能够在地上过一个正常的基督徒生活。
If we want to live a normal Christian life,
首先我们必须要认识神在基督耶稣里已经成就的救恩。
We need to first know the salvation that God has already accomplished in Christ.
我们要知道我们乃是与基督已经同死同活的人。
We need to know that we have already died with Christ and resurrected with Him.
我们基督徒要能够在地上活得好。
If we want to live well as Christians,
我们要能够活出基督的荣耀。
If we want to live out the glory of Christ,
在这里我说一个做一个假设，乃是我们都愿意能够活出基督的荣耀。
Here I make a hypothesis. I assume that everyone wants to live out the glory of God.
我们就必须要认识到神在基督里为我们成就了什么。
Then we need to know what Christ has already accomplished.
我们知道神在基督里借着他的血洗净我们一切的罪。
We know God has used the blood in Christ washed away all of our sins.
基督的宝血解决我们罪行的问题。
The precious blood has healed our transgressions.
因为若不流血，罪不得赦免。
Because there is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood.
所以神是借着基督的宝血解决了赦免我们的过犯。
So it is through the precious blood of Christ he has forgiven our trespasses.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And that he has washed away our unrighteousness.
神也更在基督里借着基督的十字架解决我们犯罪天性的问题。
And furthermore, in Christ, God has dealt with our sinful nature by the cross.
叫我们基督徒能够过一个不犯罪的生活。
So that we don't have to sin.
很多时候我们对这个救恩的这个真理我们不够认识。
So often we're not very clear on this truth.
所以我们发现虽然我们蒙恩得救了。
So we see ourselves, even though we're saved by His grace,
但是我们却好像还活在罪中。
But as if we're still living in sin.
这使得保罗在罗马书第六章告诉我们，断乎不可。
But Paul in Romans says, may it never be.
我们看见神借着基督的十字架如何对付我们犯罪的天性呢？
How did the Lord deal with our sinful nature by the cross?
神并没有把这个犯罪的天性从我们身上除去。
He did not remove this sinful nature.
有些时候听到弟兄姐妹这样祷告说，主啊，求你把我们把我的罪根除去。
Some people, we hear some brothers and sisters pray, Lord, may you take away this sinful nature, this root of sin in me.
我们必须知道这不是神的救恩。
We know this is not necessarily God's
salvation. 神并没有要把这罪性从我们身上除去。
He does not remove the sinful nature from us.
神乃是叫我们这会犯罪的旧人能够与基督已经与基督同钉十字架。
Rather, he crucified the old self that loves to sin.
叫我们这个身体不再受那旧人的辖制。
That our body of sin will no longer be under the power of that old man.
不再受这旧人的支配。
He will no longer be under the authority of the old man.
所以我们能够不犯罪。
So that we don't have to sin.
这是神在基督里已经做成的救恩。
And this is the salvation that God has already accomplished.
所以罗马书第六章第四节告诉我们。
And in chapter 6 verse 4 tells us.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Therefore, we have been buried with him through the baptism into death, so that in Christ we are raised from death through the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in the newness of life.
这里告诉我们受浸的意义和目的。
Here it tells us the meaning and the purpose of baptism.
我们受浸为着一个目的。
We are baptized for one purpose.
就叫我们基督徒能够一举一动有新生的样式。
So that we can be Christians and in everything we do, we can walk in the newness of life.
就能够从我们的生活当中，从我们身上，能够活出基督生命的样式。
That in our daily living, we can live out the likeness of Christ.
这里我们看见我们必须是与基督同死，我们才能够与他同活。
Here we see we first must die with Christ, then we can live with him.
在这里受浸一方面让我们看见我们乃是与世界的分别。
Here, on one hand, we see the separation from the world through baptism.
是神自己把我们从世界里头分别出来。
It is God himself that took us outside,
out 把我们放在基督里。
And placed us in Christ.
借着受浸我们见证我们已经被神从世界分别出来。
Our baptism is a testimony that we have already been separated from the world.
另一方面借着受浸我们在那里见证我们与基督的联合。
On the other hand, through baptism, we testify that we are united to Christ.
借着受浸的水代表那个坟墓。
And the water of baptism represents the grave.
我们感谢主在上个主日有十位弟兄姐妹借着受浸与主联合。
We thank the Lord that there were 10 brothers and sisters through baptism, they were united to Christ.
当我们进到水里头的时候，
As we enter into the water,
我们在那里表明一件事，就是神已经成就的事实。
We testify to one thing that this is the fact that God has already accomplished.
因着我们已经在基督里，
Because we are already in Christ.
所以当基督死的时候，
When Christ died,
我们在他里面我们也死了。
In Christ, we also died.
当基督埋葬的时候，
When Christ was buried,
我们因着在他里面我们也埋葬了。
Because we are in him, we are also buried.
我们旧人与基督已经同钉十字架。
Our old man has already been crucified with Christ.
已经同死同埋葬。
Has alreadyDied and buried with him.
这是一件神已经做成的事实。
This is a fact that God has already accomplished.
就感谢主，当我们从水里出来的时候，
As we rose out of the water,
因着我们在基督里，
Because we are also in Christ,
当基督复活的时候，我们也与他一同复活了。
When he resurrected out of the grave, we also resurrected with him.
这里我们弟兄在翻译的时候，请大家特别注意，这乃是一个过去已经成就的事情。
And this is a past tense, it's already been done.
这就是罗马书第六章所告诉我们受浸的意义和目的。
And here tells us the meaning and the purpose of our baptism.
我们乃是与基督同死、同埋葬，也一同复活。
That we are dead in Christ, buried with him, and resurrected with him.
这是我们基督徒能够过一个得胜生活的秘诀。
And this is a key, a secret, how we can live an overcoming life.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要认识这个秘诀。
We first must know this. the secret.
我们必须要认识神在基督耶稣里已经做成的救恩。
We need to know the salvation that God has already accomplished in Christ.
我们才能够在我们生活当中能够活出基督的荣耀。
Then we can live out the glory of Christ.
我们才能够一举一动能够有新生的样式。
Then we can walk in the newness of life.
所以接下来罗马书就让我们看见说我们在这个受浸的根基上。
So from the foundation of this baptism,
我们如何能够活出那新生的样式。
How can we live out this newness of life?
在罗马书六七八这三章里头，让我们看见有四个重要的步骤。
In these three chapters, Romans 6, 7, and 8, we saw there were four steps.
第一乃是要知道。
First, we need to know.
知道我们旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
We need to know that our old self has already been crucified with him.
第二乃是要算。
Second, we need to count.
所以我们读中文圣经可能读不到这个字。
In the Chinese Bible, this word, particular word, was translated.
中文圣经乃是说我们要看。
Chinese Bible says consider.
向罪看自己是死的。
To consider yourself as
但它的原文圣经原文呢是让我们看见是一个计算。
But in the original text it says count yourself or reckon yourself.
我们要算自己是死的。
We need to count.
第三乃是要献。
Third is to present.
就是要将我们自己献给神。
To present yourself to God.
并将肢体做义的器具来献给神。
And present the members of your body as instruments of righteousness.
第四很简单，就是讲到我们要活。
And the fourth is very simple, is to live.
弟兄已经告诉我们，我们每个人都要活。
Our brother already told us we all have to live.
所以我们必须要知道，那接下来我们当如何来活出基督。
Then we need to know how we can live and live out Christ.
好，上一次和弟兄姐妹已经交通到与基督同死同钉十字架这件事。
Last time I already shared with brothers and sisters how, that we have died with Christ and crucified with him.
我稍微再很快的再提醒一下。
And I will quickly remind you again.
第一步我们必须要知道我们旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
First, we need to know our old self has already been crucified with him.
这是我们要活出新生样式的第一步。
And this is the first step if we want to live out the newness of
life. 这点我们实在需要那赐人智慧和启示的灵来开我们里面的眼睛。
We need the spirit of wisdom and revelation to open our eyes.
叫我们真知道。
So that we may truly know.
并且借着活的信心，我们来与这个真实的事实来调和。
That through a living faith, that we, our faith may be blended with the truth and the knowledge.
因为很多时候我们虽然头脑里头知道。
Yes, because so often, even though we know the knowledge in our head,
知道我们旧人应该已经与基督同钉十字架。
We know that we ought to have been crucified with him.
但很多时候我们经历到我们头脑的知识似乎在我们生活当中并不能真正带给我们那个帮助。
But so often in our experience, the head knowledge cannot help our daily life.
我就用一个很简单是我们熟悉的一个例子。
I give you a very simple and familiar example.
在我们还没有蒙恩得救还没有信主之前
Before we were saved,
虽然我们有弟兄姐妹向我们来传讲主的话语。
Even though brothers and sisters will come and share the word of the Lord.
用圣经告诉我们说主耶稣为罪人流血舍命。
He will tell us from the scripture that Christ has shed the blood for sinners.
不晓得有没有弟兄姐妹第一次听到主耶稣为我们流血舍命你就信了。
I don't know if there's anyone among us that as soon as you heard that Christ died and bled for you and you believed in him.
我想我们起头都是不信的。
I think for many of us, we did not believe in the beginning.
圣经的话这么清楚
Even though the word of the Lord is very clear
但是我们怎么样也信不来
But we cannot believe it
但感谢主
But thank the Lord
有一天
And one day
突然间圣灵在里头开我们眼睛
Suddenly the Holy Spirit opened the eyes of our heart
我们就真看见真知道主耶稣基督为我流血舍命
Then we could truly see and truly know that Christ Jesus already bled and died for us
有没有你的肉眼有看见吗
Have you seen it with your naked eye?
虽然我们肉眼没有看见
Even though we have not seen it in our natural eye,
却能够从心里头真知道。
But we, in our heart, we truly knew.
在2000年前，主耶稣在十字架上为我的罪流血舍命。
We truly knew that 2000 years ago, Christ Jesus died for our sins on the cross.
我们能够相信圣经上神的话所说的是那样的真实。
And we can believe that the word of the scripture is true.
从那一天开始。
And from that day on.
无论别人怎么跟我们说。
No matter how anyone will argue otherwise.
无论不信的朋友怎么告诉我们。
No matter how unbelievers will tell you.
无论撒旦怎么样用谎言来欺哄我们。
No matter how Satan will lie to you.
都不能改变我们心里头对这个事实的相信。
And that you, the faith that you have in your heart will not be altered anymore.
弟兄姐妹，你信主以后，你有怀疑过 主耶稣有没有为我们留学舍命
After you have already truly believed the Lord, have you ever doubted that?
我相信是没有。
I trust that you haven't.
就是因为圣灵在里头开了我们的眼睛。
Because the Holy Spirit has opened the eyes of your heart.
叫我们真看见了。
So that you have truly seen.
我们真知道了。
You truly know.
所以我们就相信主实在是为我留学舍命。
Then you can believe that God has indeed died for you.
因着这个看见和这个信心。
Because of this seeing and this faith.
我们看见那个原本是一个客观的事实。
We saw that this was objective truth.
就成为我们主观真实的经历。
And has become your subjective experience.
没有人能够改变我们对这个事实的相信。
No one can cause you to alter your faith in this fact.
所以因为我们相信主耶稣的死是这样子。
This is the way how we believe that Christ died for us.
因为主的话告诉我们。
Because the word of the Lord told us.
同样我们与基督同死这件事。
In the same way, the fact that we have already died with him.
也是因着主的话告诉我们。
And it is because Christ has told us in his words.
说你们已经与基督同钉十字架。
Here it says, you have been crucified with Christ.
这是神已经做成的事情。
This is the fact that God has already accomplished.
所以如果我们还没有真正能够从心里头看见、知道这个事实。
So if we have not truly seen it in our eyes, in the eyes of our heart, or truly know it.
我们需要圣灵再来开启我们。
Then we need the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of our heart.
叫我们能够看见知道我们救人已经与基督同钉十字架。
So that we may truly see and know that we have been crucified with Christ.
这是我们能够活出新生样式的第一步。
And this is the first step if we want to live out a newness of life.
第二乃是要算。
Secondly, we need to count.
罗马书六章十一节说，这样你们像罪也当算自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当算自己是活的。
Verse 11 says, Even so, count yourself or reckon yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
我刚刚说了，中文这个看原文的意思是讲到计算。
And this Chinese says consider, but it means to count it.
会计上计算这个字呢，它必须是非常准确，是不能马虎的。
In accounting, this count is very precise. You cannot be a blurry count.
它必须这个计算必须是根据一个准确的事实。
And this counting has to be based on a precise fact.
所以如果我们的旧人还没有死
，because so that if our old self has not died,
神就不能叫我们算他是死的。
Then God cannot ask us to count it or consider it as dead.
反过来，如果我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架死了。
Vice versa, if our old self has truly been crucified with Christ,
我们也不能算他还是活的。
Then we cannot count it as still alive.
这个计算必须是根据一个准确的事实。
And this counting has to be based on fact.
所以在这里我们能够向罪算自己是死的。
Here we need to count ourselves to be dead to sin.
那是因为我们的旧人已经与基督同死同埋葬了。
It is because our old self truly has already died and crucified with Christ.
在这点上面，我们常常也中了仇敌的一个诡计。
And so often we fall into the trap of the enemy.
仇敌借着我们在发脾气的时候
，And sometimes we lose our temper.
或者当我们又在犯罪的时候
，Or when we fall into sin again.
仇敌在我们心思里头就给我们说一个谎言。
Or the enemy will tell us a lie.
你看你这个样子
，Look at you，
你像是救人死了的人吗
？Does it look like to you that your old self has died？
那的确，当我们看看我们自己
，And truly when we look at ourselves，
特别在我们软弱犯罪的时候
，Especially when we're weak and sinned，
我们真是觉得我们这个救人好像没有死
，And we truly felt that our old self has not died。
那弟兄姐妹，我们要记得一件事
，But we need to remember，
我们是相信神的话呢，还是我们相信我们自己的感觉
？Do we believe in the word of the Lord？Or do we believe the word of, do we believe the feeling of ourselves?
弟兄姐妹，是我们的感觉可靠呢，还是神的话可靠
？Is your feeling trustworthy, or is the word of the Lord trustworthy?
在这里，我们看见这是我们一个信心里面的功课。
Here we see it is a lesson in our faith.
不管我们的感觉如何
，No matter how you feel,
不管别人怎么样看我们
，No matter how other people look at you,
不管撒旦怎么样子来控告我们
，No matter how the enemy accuse you.
我们信心的根据乃是神的话。
The basis of our faith is the word of the Lord.
因为神说你们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because God said our old self has been crucified with Christ.
根据这个事实，我们能够算自己是死。
Based on this truth, this fact, that we can count ourselves as already dead.
感谢主，刚刚弟兄借着弟兄刚刚所分享两个见证。
And we thank the Lord for our brother has shared two testimonies.
虽然是很小的事情
，even though they are very small things,
就在我们生活当中，我们每天所面临的事。
There are small details that we face in our daily life.
感谢主的恩典，把那两位弟兄带过来了。
But we thank the Lord. It is by His grace that He brought them to devotion.
但是我们看见，我们每一天生活当中，我们都面临罪的试探和引诱。
We know daily we face temptations from sin.
所以我们必须要知道，我们在基督里已经死了。
So we need to know that we have already died in Christ.
所以当罪来引诱我们的时候
，So when sin tempts you.
我们能够算自己是死的。
So you can count yourself as dead.
叫我们能够向神在基督耶稣里算自己是活的。
And you can count yourself as alive to God in Christ Jesus.
因为我们的主他死只有一次。
Because he died once for all.
他向罪死只有一次。
He only died once to sin.
他向神却是永远活着。
Now he lives forever before God.
因着我们在他里面。
Now that we're in him.
我们向罪死也是一次。
And it only takes once for us to die.
我们已经死了。
We have already died.
但是我们要当在面临罪的试探的时候，我们要能够算自己是死的。
Before the temptations of sin, you need to count that yourself as already dead.
所以前面这两个步骤都让我们看见是我们信心方面的功课。
So these two first steps, they are lessons of our faith.
圣经告诉我们，那根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么？
And the Bible tells us, if the foundation is corrupt, what can the righteous man do?
义人的根基就是他的信心。
The foundation of the righteous man.
如果我们的信心动摇了
，if our faith is wavering.
如果我们的信心毁坏了
，if our faith is corrupt.
义人就不能过一个因信而生的生活。
And the righteous cannot live a life that is life by faith.
我们也不可能能够与主同死同活。
And then we cannot experience to die and live with Christ.
所以这两个步骤让我们看见，在信心方面，我们需要好好的来操练。
So these first two steps, we need to truly practice our faith.
第三，讲到要将自己献给神。
Thirdly, it talks about we need to present ourselves to God.
这里让我们看见一个顺服的功课。
Here is the lesson of obedience.
当然，在顺服之前。乃是一个主权转移的功课的事情。
But even before obeying God, there is a transfer of authority.
我个人觉得，将自己献给神这件事情，是我们在实际生活当中最关键的一点。
Personally, I feel that this is the most crucial point as we want to live before God.
也是我们生活当中胜败的一个关键。
And also, it's the key deciding factor, either we live an overcoming life or a failing life.
就是将自己献给神。
That we need to present ourselves to God.
我们生活当中许多的失败。
There are many failures in our lives.
就是在这点上面我们没有做好。
Many of them are because we did not present ourselves to God.
在这点上面我们没有做彻底。
That we did not be, we were not absolute in presenting ourselves.
我们没有照着主的话语把自己献给神。
We did not, offer ourselves to God according to the word of the Lord.
我们不单是一次性的把自己笼统的来献给神。
And this presenting is not for once in general you offer yourself to God.
这里说我们并且还要将我们的肢体要一样一样的来献给神。
But here it tells us that we need to present the members of our body, one member after another, one by one to the Lord.
将自己献给神，不是说把我们旧人里头的天然的聪明才智力量来献给神。
And this presenting is not to present your natural talent, your natural ability.
因为我们知道一切在亚当里的旧造都不蒙神悦纳。
Because we know any old creation in Adam is not pleasing to the Lord.
神也不要用。
And he will not use it.
所以我们不要用我们天然人的力量来侍奉神。
So do not try to serve God by your natural being.
你在神的面前是不蒙喜悦的。
And it will not be pleasing to him.
圣经告诉我们道要像从死里复活的人。
But the Bible tells us,to be as those that are alive from the dead.
看见必须要所有要经过神所悦纳的都要经过死然后复活神才用。
And the fact is that if anything that is pleasing to God, it must go through death and go through resurrection, and then he can use it.
所以把我们献给神这件事非常重要。
So this is the most important for us to present ourselves to God.
我们从旧约一个例子，我们来认识这个献给神这件事。
We can see an example from the Old Testament and understand this fact.
为什么神要叫亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献给神呢？
Why did the Lord ask Abraham to offer Isaac as a sacrifice?
我们知道以撒乃是神特别赐给亚伯拉罕和
We know Isaac is a special present that God has presented to Abraham and Sarah. It is a blessing that God has given them after they became barren.
所以亚伯拉罕他非常知道这以撒他宝贝的儿子啊是神赐给他的。
So Abraham especially know that this son Isaac, their precious son, is given by the Lord.
就像我们的孩子一样,
Just like our own kids.
都是耶和华赐给我们的产业，是不是？
All of our children, they are inheritance from the Lord. Isn't that so?
我们每一个人啊,都是神宝贝的产业。
And we ourselves are inheritance of the Lord.
所以当我们看见,但是我们看见神却要亚伯拉罕要把以撒当作燔祭来献给神。
Yet we see that God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac as a living sacrifice.
这燔祭是什么意思?
Or as a burnt offering. What does that mean?
弟兄翻译的英文很好,那我看见。 这个祭啊,要献给神啊,它是用火烧的。
And this is a burnt offering sacrifice on the altar.
它是把整个这个祭牲呢,完全烧,然后呢,在神的面前蒙悦纳。
And the burnt offering is to offer the entire animal before the Lord in the fire to be pleasing to him.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕就照着神的吩咐,他带着以撒,带着火和刀,就到那个, 摩利亚山。
So we know the story that Abraham obeyed the Lord and took Isaac to Mount Moriah.
他要将以撒照着神的命令来献给神。
He was ready to offer Isaac according to the command of the Lord.
为什么需要经过这样的一个过程呢?
Why did he have to go through this sacrifice?
我们看见虽然以撒是神赐给亚伯拉罕的。
See, even though Isaac is a blessing to Abraham from God.
亚伯拉罕没有把以撒献给神之前,
But before Abraham can offer Isaac,
以撒身上的主权是在亚伯拉罕的手中。
Abraham holds the authority over Isaac.
就亚伯拉罕呢,这个做父亲的呢,他决定他儿子将来做什么。
As a father, Abraham can decide what Isaac will do.
将来要学什么专业。
He can decide what major Isaac wants to be.
将来要念什么名校。
Which school Isaac needs to go to.
原本都是亚伯拉罕做决定的。
And Abraham had the full authority as a father.
但我们看见神要亚伯拉罕把以撒献给神。
But as God asked Abraham to present Isaac as a sacrifice.
在这里我们看见乃是一个主权的转移。
Here there is a transfer of authority.
当亚伯拉罕在山上把以撒当作燔祭要献给神的时候。
As Abraham made up his mind to sacrifice Isaac on the mountain.
他就是把以撒身上的主权 就转交在神的手中。
It meant that he transferred the authority over Isaac into God's hand.
就说从今以后,
he says, saying from this day on,
关于以撒的事情,
everything about Isaac, my son,
是神说了算,
it belongs to the Lord. He makes a decision. I no longer make decision over Isaac.
我们看见以撒后来他才能够成为神所用的一个工具。
And because of that, Isaac can become a vessel used fit to God's use.
弟兄姐妹,今天在我们身上也是如此。
And that is the same way in our lives.
若是我们没有把自己献给神,
If we have not presented ourselves to
我们没有把这主权交给神的话,
God, If we have not given the authority of our life to God,
关乎我们一切事情的主权还在我们的手中,
And we hold the decision and the power to make every decision in our lives,
神就不能悦纳我们的生活与侍奉,
Then God cannot accept And he's not pleased with our service, with our life. Beforehand.
神也不能悦纳我们的生活。
And he cannot use, or he's not pleased with our life.
所以我们必须要将自己献给神。
So we need to present ourselves to God.
弟兄姐妹,我不知道在我们当中还没有哪一位弟兄姐妹。
I don't know if there's anyone among us.
你虽然已经受尽归主,
Even though you have been baptized into the Lord.
但是你却从来没有把自己
But you have never presented yourself to God. You have not yielded the authority of your life to Him.
弟兄姐妹,我们不可能能够活出一个能够叫神喜悦的生活。
Then we cannot live a life that's pleasing to Him.
这也难怪我们不能够活出基督的荣耀来。
And it is no wonder that we cannot live out the glory of Christ.
弟兄们,
we need to offer ourselves to Him.
必须因着基督的爱激励我们,
by the constraining power of His love.
我们甘心情愿地把这个主权交出来,
that we can offer and yield ourselves willingly.
在我们的孩子身上也是如此,
and it is the same soul as the same. It is same in our children's life.
虽然我们知道孩子是神所赐给我们的产业,
even though our children are blessings to us from God,
我们做父母的有没有把我们的孩子来献给神?
Have you presented your children before God?
你们把在孩子身上的主权来交在神的手中?
Have you yielded the power, the authority on your children into God's hand?
还是仍然是我们自己做父母亲的我们来决定我们孩子前面的命运?
Or have you held on to their authority and making every decision for your children?
弟兄姐妹,如果我们真是把孩子身上的主权交给了神,
if you truly have presented your children to God,
那我们就不敢随便安排我们孩子他们身上的事情,
then do we still dare to randomly arrange all of their lives?
我们就应当做一个忠心的管家,
shouldn't we be a faithful servant?
做一个良善的管家,
to be a good and faithful servant,
我们能够照着神的心意,
according to God's will,
来养育我们的孩子,
to raise our children,
好叫他们能够成为神所要他们所事的,
so that they can be what God wants them to be,
好叫他们能够做神所要他们做的,
that they can do what God wants them to do.
弟兄姐妹,有一天我们在主的面前都要交这个账,
one day we'll hand over our books before the Lord.
神要问我们,你有没有照着我的意思来照管我所交给你们的儿女?
God will ask us, have you raised your children according to my will?
或许我们会说,
perhaps we will say,
哇,我花了好多代价,叫这个孩子啊,能够念医学院做医生,
I have paid a great price for this child to go through medical school to be a doctor.
我好多夜里都没有睡觉,陪着他读书,
nights after nights, I have sacrificed my sleep to study with him.
但主可能要责备我们,
but maybe God will still rebuke us.
做你这作恶的人,
you evil servants.
这不是我在他身上的心意,
this is not my will on his life.
弟兄姐妹,不要觉得这件事情好像好笑,
perhaps you think it's funny.
弟兄姐妹,我们真的要知道我们在主的面前有一天是要交账,
but we need to know one day we'll all go before the Lord.
我们必须要照着神的心意来养育我们的孩子,
and we need to raise our children according to God's will,
好叫神能够在我们孩子的身上神能够得着荣耀,
so that in our children's life God can receive glory,
而不是我们得着荣耀,
it is not that we will receive glory.
在我们身上也是这样,
it is the same so in our own
lives. 如果我们将自己献给神,
if we present ourselves to God,
将我们的肢体做义的器具献给神,
if we present our bodies as instruments of righteousness,
就像我们眼睛啊, 不再是我们的,
as if our eyes is no longer ourselves,
是神的,
it does not no longer belong to us but belong to God,
我们还能看我们所不该看的东西吗?
Then should we still look at things that we should not look?
若我们的嘴巴已经献给了神,
if our mouth has been presented to God,
是神的,
it belongs to Him,
我们还能够说一些不荣耀神的话吗?
Can we still say words that does not glorify Him?
有多少时候我们在这点上面失败?
So often we fail in these things.
我们没有把我们自己献给神,
we have not presented ourselves,
我们没有把我们的肢体献给神,
we have not presented the members of our body,
我们没有把我们生活当中的各方各面来献给神,
we did not present every aspect of our life,
我们的时间,
our time,
我们的金钱,
our money,
我们的力气,
our strength,
我们的精神,
our energy,
我们的工作,
our jobs,
我们有没有献给神,
have you presented any of these,
让神来得着主权来管理,
so that He will have authority and sovereignty over it?
如果我们的时间献给了神,
if you have presented your time to God,
那我们还敢随便用我们的时间吗?
Do you still dare to use it randomly?
如果我们的金钱是神的,
if your money belong to God,
我们可以随便随我们的意思来使用吗?
Can we spend it however we want?
弟兄姐妹,我们看见在这里, 我们真在神面前亏欠了,
truly we have fallen short before the Lord.
愿主早晨借着他自己的话语加深我们里面这样的一个感觉,
may the Lord increase our sense of Himself by His words.
弟兄姐妹,你我不再是我们自己的,
that we do not no longer belong to ourselves,
我们是神的,
we belong to God.
我早晨,弟兄姐妹,什么都不记得,
this morning if you forget everything I said,
我愿意我们能够记住这一件事,
I hope you remember this one thing,
我们是神的,
that we belong to God.
在这个礼拜生活当中,
in this coming week,
你每一天从早到晚来思想这件事,
from Morning to evening, may we all meditate on this.
我们是主耶稣用重价买赎回来。
That we have been purchased by Christ Jesus.
不是归给我们自己的。
Not so that he can purchase us for ourselves.
乃是归给神的。
That we belong to God.
我们是归耶和华为圣的。
We are holy to the Lord.
我们是被分别出来归给神的。
We have been separated, made holy.
姐妹，愿我们这样子来操练。
May we truly, practice consecration.
想到我们是属神的。
That we belong to God.
我相信在我们生活当中神要做奇妙的改变。
We believe that the Lord will make a wonderful change in your life.
那我们为什么要将自己献给神呢？
So why should we present ourselves to God?
我想用一个小小的故事来帮助我们来明白这件事。
And I can perhaps use a simple story to illustrate.
从前有一个黑奴女孩被带到一个贩卖奴隶的市场。
In the old times, there was a young slave girl that was taken to a slave market.
当这个小女孩被带到这个奴隶贩卖奴隶市场的时候，她心里头非常的恐惧。
And when she was taken to the slave trading market, she was nervous, very nervous.
因为她看着那四周围要来买奴隶的这些人，个个都是面貌峥嵘。
Because she saw all the buyers that were there to buy slaves. They were all very vicious and aggressive looking.
都是非常残忍的主人。
And they all seem to be very mean masters.
这小女孩就十分担心自己将来的命运会是如何。
She was fearful about her future.
当众人开始在那里纷纷竞价要买她的时候
，So when everyone started bidding,
她心里头真是感到不知道将会是如何。
And she did not know what tomorrow holds.
最后她听见那贩卖奴隶的人说，成交了。
At the end, she just heard, deal sold.
他就知道他的命运已经决定了。
And she knew her fate was already written.
他仍然低着他的头。
And she lowered her head.
但突然间他听见一个温柔的声音。
But suddenly she heard a very gentle voice.
对他说，你自由了。
And the person said, you may go free.
这个出高价买他的主人，他让这个黑奴女孩从今以后能够自由，成为一个自由的人。
This new master who was the highest bidder purchased her to set her free.
当那个小女孩要抬头看看这位出高价买她的主人又让她自由的这个主人的时候
So when she lifted her head to see this new master who purchased her and set her free
那人已经转身就走了
And that person already turned around and left
他真的就让这个女孩自由了
And he truly wanted to set her free
那这个女孩还在惊喜的当中
And when she was still in overjoyed
当她想到自己成为一个自由的人
And she thought of herself as a free man
哎呀十分的高兴
And she was very happy.
突然间她一抬头看到四周围原本要买她那些人。
But she saw those people, those bidders who were bidding for her.
每一个人虎视眈眈地看着她。
Everyone was still looking at her very viciously.
看着她做什么呢？
Why were they staring at her?
他们打算又把她抓起来，作为他们的奴隶。
And they wanted to capture her again to be a slave.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们基督徒蒙恩得救的故事。
And this is our story as we become saved.
是我们的主在十字架为我们付上了极重的赎价。
The Lord has paid the great price on the cross.
他把我们从那罪恶的权柄里头拯救了出来。
He has rescued us from the power of sin.
他释放了我们。
He has set us free.
他也叫我们自由。
He has given us true freedom.
姐妹，我们真的是自由了。
We are truly free.
因为主耶稣已经为我们付了那个赎价。
Because the Lord has already paid the price.
最高的赎价。
The ransom.
叫我们能够成为一个自由的人。
So that we can be a free man.
但如果我们想从今以后，我们可以自由自在过我们想过的日子。
Then perhaps you thought, well, now I'm free. I can do whatever I want.
姐妹，结果会是如何？
Then what would be the result?
我想你我都知道。
And I think you and I both know. You and I both know.
没过多久。我们又成为那罪的奴隶。
Very soon we'll be captivated by sin to be a slave.
罪在我们里头辖制我们。
And that sin will take us in bondage.
叫我们做我们所不愿意做的事。
So that we cannot do the good that we want to do.
所以感谢主，这个女孩突然间灵机一动。
And so this young slave girl suddenly she had a thought.
她赶快拔腿跑到这个刚刚买他这个主人。
She quickly ran after the master who just set her free.
他对这个主人说
She told the master,
从今以后
From today on,
我甘愿做你的奴仆。
I want to be your servant.
一生侍奉你。
To serve you.
弟兄姐妹，圣经让我们看见这个奴仆这个字，它原文的意思乃是奴隶。
we see this servant or this bond servant actually meant to be a slave.
奴隶没有自己的意志.
To be a slave, you no longer have your own will.
奴隶是完全没有自由的.
You no longer have your own freedom.
不像做仆人的.
It is not like a servant.
我们很多都是做仆人的.
So many of us want to be a servant.
在公司里头，我们给老板做事.
In our company, we served our boss.
我们当然也很敬重我们的主人。
And of course we respect them.
但是我们不过还是做仆人。
But we're just a servant.
为什么呢？
Why is that? Why is
that so? 因为哪天你不高兴的时候，
Because one day you're no longer happy with the company.
就把你老板给炒鱿鱼了。
And you're going to fire your boss.
你们有没有听过？
Have you heard those stories?
因为你就换工作了嘛，是不是？
Then you would just switch a job, right?
这是做仆人的。
This is to be a servant.
你可以有自己的意思。
You have a free will.
你可以换主人。
You can choose your master.
在这里让我们看见我们乃是基督的奴仆。
But here we are to be a bound slave to Christ.
不是因着律法的要求。
Not because of the law.
不是因着宗教的要求。
Not because the requirement of a religion.
而是因为主的爱激励我们。
But because the love of Christ constrains us.
而是因为当我们还做罪人的时候。
Because when we're still sinners.
基督就为我们死了。
He died for us.
在十字架上为我们付上极重的赎价。
He had paid the great ransom on the cross.
叫我们自由。
That we can be set free.
因着这样的爱激励我们。
Because such a love constrains us.
叫我们甘愿地把我们自己献给他。
That willingly we may present ourselves to him.
做奴隶来献给他。
So that we can present ourselves to him as a slave.
就是说从今我们没有自己的意思。
So no, we no longer have our own will.
从今我们没有自由。
We no longer have our self-freedom.
我们甘愿做主的奴隶,
but we can be his slave.
来侍奉他,
and that we can serve him.
因为我们知道我们的神他并不勉强人,
because we know our God will not force you.
弟兄姐妹, 今天主可不可以勉强我们?
Is he able to force us?
主可不可以要求我们做他的奴仆?
Can he demand that we be his slave?
他有这个权利。
He has the power and the authority. 因为他付了赎价买赎我们。 Because he has already paid the price.
但是我们主不愿意勉强我们。
But he's unwilling to force anyone.
他也不愿意来要求我们。
He will not demand and require us.
他却在他很久的爱里头等候我们。
But in his everlasting love, he's waiting.
等候我们有一天。
He waits for that one day.
我们因着他爱激励我们,
because of the love so constrains us,
我们愿意甘心地把自己献给他,
that we will be willing to present ourselves willingly.
弟兄姐妹, 如果我们从来没有把自己献给神,
if we have never presented ourselves to God,
愿今天早晨你能够听见主的话语,
I hope this morning you can hear the word of God,
能够因着基督的爱激励你,
that the love of God can work in your heart,
甘愿把自己献给神,
that you will be willing to present yourself,
来为神而活,
to live for him.
弟兄姐妹, 如果你不把自己献给神,
if we do not present ourselves to God,
那你要把你自己献给谁呢?
Then to whom would you present yourself?
如果你不愿意为神而活,
if you do not want to live for God,
那你是为谁而活呢?
Then for whom do you live?
弟兄姐妹, 每一个被主所买赎的人,
every person who's been purchased by God,
我们实在是没有别的主,
we have no other master.
基督是我们的主。
Christ is our master.
他配得当我们的主。
He is worthy to be called our master.
他配得我们把自己献给他。
He is worthy for us to present ourselves.
所以哥林多后书刚刚弟兄已经告诉我们哥林多后书第五章说, 原来基督的爱激励我们。
We already read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says the love of Christ constrains us.
因为我们想一人既替众人死,众人就都死了。
Because once died for all and all has died.
并且他替众人死,是叫那些活着的人,不再为自己活,乃为替他们死而复活的主而活。
And he died for all so that they who live may no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
这是我们能够活出新生样式的第三个步骤。
And this is the third step if we want to live out the newness of life.
这也是非常重要的一个步骤。
And this is most crucial also.
因为今天早晨听见主话语的人,
this morning, let everyone who hears the word of the Lord,
如果我们还没有把自己献给神,
if we have not yet presented yourself to God,
愿主的爱来激励我们,
may the love of the Lord constrain
不管你年纪轻,
us.
或你年纪老,
either you're young or old,
如果你从来没有把自己献给神过,
if you haven't yet presented yourself, offer yourself to God,
这个恩典的机会,
then take this chance of grace,
把自己献给神,
present yourself to him,
来为神而活,
so that you can live for him.
接下来最后一步就是在罗马书第八章那边让我们看见要活。
Lastly, in chapter 8, we see we need to live.
当我们真的把自己献给神,
When we truly present ourselves to God,
当我们将我们的肢体做义的器具献给了神，
When we present the members of our body as instruments of righteousness to God,
接下来我们就要过我们的生活。
Then we need to live our daily life.
这个生活呢，乃是要活在灵里。
This daily living needs to be lived in the Spirit.
乃是要顺从圣灵而活。
That we need to follow and obey the Holy Spirit.
我们基督徒的生活与侍奉都必须是从灵里头开始的。
As a Christian, all of our life and our service begins in the Spirit.
感谢主，上个主日弟兄带着极重的负担告诉了我们，我们的侍奉必须从至圣所开始。
We thank the Lord. Last Sunday, our brother with a very heavy burden, he told us that our service needs to begin in the most holy place.
乃是在我们灵里头，我们因着与主有一个亲密的交通。
That in our spirit, we have a close fellowship with the Lord Himself.
在我们里头能够顺服那圣灵的感动和带领。
So that we can yield ourselves to the moving and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以叫我们的灵能够来管理我们的思想、意志和情感。
So that the Spirit within us can reign over our thoughts, our emotions, our will.
来使用我们这个身体。
That He can use our body.
就像义的器具一样。
As an instrument to righteousness.
能够活出那新生的样式。
So that we can live out the newness of life.
所以我们看见这是一个正常的基督徒生活，从我们灵里头出来。
We see this is a normal Christian life that it begins in our spirit.
当然在罗马书第七章我们看见保罗有一个挣扎。
But of course in chapter 7 we saw that there was a struggle.
这个挣扎也是我们都经历过的。
This is a struggle that we have all faced before.
就当我们立志为善的时候呢，但是我们行出来的呢却由不得我。
That we cannot do the good that we want to do.
所以保罗在那里有一个呼喊说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体。
So Paul was crying out, how wretched I am, who can save me out of this body of death?
这里告诉我们什么呢？
So what does it tell us?
在我们这个取死的身体，
In this body of death,
就是我们现在活的这个肉身里，
This fleshly body that we're all in,
它有一个罪和死的律。
There is a law of sin and of death.
这个律是很厉害的。
This law is very
这个律比能力还厉害。
It'smore powerful than power.
因为这个律不管是在早上或晚上它都是一样的。
Because the law is the same from morning to evening.
这个律不管是在美国在中国它都是一样的。
This law is the same in America and in China.
这个罪的律就叫我们犯罪。
This law of sin calls you to sin.
成天叫我们犯罪。
Calls you to sin daily.
叫我们做我们不愿意做的事。
And it calls you to do the things you do not want to
do. 叫我们心里面愿意遵照主的话语。
Even though you want to obey the Lord in your heart.
但罪的律在我们肉身里头。
But there is a law of sin in us.
它整天叫我们犯罪。
And it calls us to sin daily.
当然我们可以抵挡。
And of course we struggle against it. And there is also a law of death.
这个死的律又叫我们软弱。
And this law of death calls us to be weak. 所以
我们看见这个罪的律和死的律啊，它们配合在一起的时候。
We see this law of death.Of sin and of death, they work together.
他们配合在一起的，所向无敌。
They work together as if they're invincible.
这就解释为什么我们基督徒常常失败的原因。
That explains how we feel so weak and we fail all the time.
我们或许可以一时忍住不发脾气。
Perhaps for a moment we can hold our temper.
但是因着如果我们活在这个律的里头。
But when we live under the law of the sin,
你可以忍住一时。
Maybe you can withhold for a moment.
但你没有办法忍住一世。
You cannot withhold or struggle.
终究那个脾气还是发出来了。
And eventually you're going to break out your temper.
就像这本圣经在这里。
And just like this Bible is here.
如果把它手放开的话。
If I let go of my hand.
我知道它会掉到地上。
We know it will fall to the,
为什么呢?
To the ground. Why?
因为有个地心引力的律。
There is a law of gravity.
是不是?
Isn't that so?
这个律很厉害。
This law is,
但是呢,今天这个圣经之所以没有掉到地上。
But the reason the Bible is not on the floor,
是因为另外有一个律啊撑住它了，对不对？
Because there's another law holding it up.
或许不应该讲另外一个律，是另外一个能力暂时拖住它。
Perhaps I shouldn't say another law, another force is holding it up.
觉得圣经不会掉。
So that he will not fall to the floor.
它暂时胜过地心引力这个律。
For the moment, he had overcome the law of gravity.
但是我能够这样拿多久？
But how long can I hold my arm?
就姐妹，如果你能够忍住你的脾气，
If you can hold your temper,
就像我拿住这本圣经，
It's just like me holding up this Bible.
我们能够拿住多久？
How long can you hold it?
我们能够忍住多久？
How long can you withhold?
如果我们活在这个罪和死的律的里头，
If you're still living under the law,
我们终究是要失败的。
One day we will.
我们终究是要犯罪的。
Eventually we will.
我们终究是要软弱的。
We will experience weakness.
但感谢主，当保罗在那里挣扎的时候，
But when Paul was struggling,
他突然发现一件事。
Suddenly he realized.
就是在他里头内住的圣灵里头，
that when he dwells in the Holy Spirit,
所以内住的圣灵, 也就是复活的基督,
this is the Holy Spirit is the resurrected Christ. He, by the Holy Spirit, he
保罗突然发现一件事,
and he suddenly realized,
就在圣灵里头,
in the Holy Spirit,
就在基督里头,
in Christ,
有一个赐生命圣灵的律,
there is another law, the law of spirit and of life.
有一个更大的律,
it's an even greater law. This law of spirit of life overcomes the law of sin and of death. As long as we can live in the law of spirit of life,
生命圣灵的律的里头,
when we can live in the law of the spirit of life,
我们就脱离了,
we can be set free. We have been set free from the law of
sin and death.
Even though the law is still there,
但是我们却能够胜过它,
but we can overcome it. And this is a secret of our victory.
等姐妹,
we need to live in the Holy Spirit. We need to yield ourselves and follow the Spirit. Because it's only in the Spirit, then we can live in a higher law. So that we're no longer under the bondage of the sin, law of sin and of death. That we can be set free. In verse 11 tells us,
你们若顺从肉体活着必要死,
if you are living according to the flesh, you must die.
同学们,如果我们活在肉体里,
if you are living in your flesh,
如果我们靠着我们自己而活,
if you are living according to yourself,
虽然我们心是愿意为着神而活,
even though your heart wants to live for God,
但是如果我们靠着自己而活,
but if you live according to yourself,
我们就是活在这肉体里,
then we are living according to the flesh.
罪和死的律就要来辖制我们,
and that law of sin and of death is over you.
终究我们是要死,
and you will die.
这个死就是说我们不能活在神的面前,
and this die meaning we cannot live before God.
我们不能活出那新生的样式,
we cannot live out the newness of life.
不能活出那复活生命的样式,
we cannot live out the resurrected life.
他说我们如果靠着圣灵致死我们身体的恶行, 就必要活着。
But here it says, but if by the Spirit you are putting to death the death of the body, you are putting to death the deeds of the body,
感谢主借着主所为我们成就的救恩,
then you will live. We thank the Lord for his,
不仅我们的罪得宝血所洁净,
not only our sin has been cleansed by his blood,
神也将主的生命赐给了我们,
the Lord has also given us his life, so that we have the life of Christ.
不止如此,
not only this,
因着我们的灵活过来了,
our spirit has been quickened to life. His Spirit is dwelling in ours.
圣灵就住在我们里面,
and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. In Him there is the law of Spirit and of life.
叫我们能够胜过,
so that we can overcome.
叫我们能够过一个得胜的生活,
so that we can live this victorious life.
所以我们看见基督徒的生活乃是一个属灵的生活,
we see a Christian life is a spiritual life.
过去我们有几年时间, 很多里面交通到这个属灵的操练,
for the past few years we have been fellowshipping on the spiritual exercise.
这是非常重要的,
it's very important.
因为我们基督徒乃是从灵里头活出来,
because it is through the Spirit that we can live.
因为圣灵在我们的灵里头,
this Holy Spirit is in our spirit.
所以我们要过一个正常基督徒的生活,
to live a normal Christian life,
我们就必须要能够建立并且保持一个正常的灵修生活,
we need to establish and to keep a normal devotional life.
就讲到我们的读经、祷告、聚会、服事的生活,
it talks about a life in which we read the scripture and we can pray before the Lord, and we fellowship with brothers and sisters.
都是从灵里头开始,
it all begins in our spirit.
当我们这样子来操练来生活的时候,
when we exercise and practice and live,
你发现我们不知不觉就渐渐地活在灵的里头,
gradually you realize, before even knowing it, you're
living in the spirit,
that your spirit will be more and more sensitive,
我们能够接受圣灵的带领,
that you will be able to accept the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we can yield to the discipline of the Holy Spirit, and we will understand the will of God,
and
that we can hear the small still voice. When we obey the Holy Spirit, when we rely on Him to live,
我们就能够活出一个基督徒得胜的生活,
then we can live out an overcoming life as a Christian.
亲爱弟兄姐妹, 如果我们早晨我们是已经受浸归主的人,
brothers and sisters, this morning if you have already been baptized into Christ,
但是我们却不知道,
But if we have not yet known, or if you only know in your head knowledge that we have been crucified and dead with him, and we need to pray urgently before the Lord, that he will give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of our heart will be open, that we may truly know, truly know that our old self has been crucified with Christ. If you have believed the Lord for many years, and you have not yet presented yourself to God.
弟兄姐妹, 保罗说,
and Paul says, by the mercy of God, he urges,
将身体献上,
present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹,
we need to consider before the Lord. Have we presented ourselves to God? May the Lord receive a sacrifice that's pleasing to him. By the constraining power of his love, that we'll be willing to live for him. If we do not live for God, then for whom do we live?
以为我们能够在往后的日子里头,
in these coming days,
我们能够学习回到里面,
may we learn to return to our inner self,
过一个灵里头的生活,
to live a spiritual life,
叫我们的生活与侍奉都从我们灵里头出来,
so that our lives and our service can all come from the Spirit within,
叫我们能够在凡事上来祷告神,
and in all things may we pray to him,
叫我们常常来亲近神,
that we can draw near to him,
就像小孩子一样,
just as little children drawing near,
常常就是围着妈妈,
drawing near to the mother, always running around the mother.
因为我们这样来亲近我们的神,
may we draw near to God,
来依靠他,
to rely on him,
常常来问他,
to ask him,
甚至常常来烦他都可以,
even to bother him.
神不怕我们烦他的,
he is not afraid for us to come and bother him.
愿意我们来亲近他,
he wants us to draw near to him.
叫我们能够学习按着恩膏的教训, 能够一直住在基督里,
may we follow the leading of the anointing to live in Christ.
叫我们能够经历靠那生命圣灵的律来胜过在我们的肉身上面这个罪和死的律,
that we can truly experience that the law of spirit of life can overcome the law of spirit of sin and of death.
渐渐的我们一举一动,
gradually, we walk and we live, we can live out the newness of life.
就像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样,
just as Christ has been raised from dead to life.
让我们一起再有点祷告,
and we have further prayers.
主我们感谢赞美你,
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主为了你的话语, 我们感谢你,
thank you for your words.
主你说, 你死了, 我们也死了,
Lord, you said you died, thus we all died.
你复活,
and you were raised from the dead, and we have all resurrected with you.
今天你还留我们在地上,
Lord, you still keep us on this earth.
你何等愿意叫我们一举一动,
how you desire for us to live out the newness of our life.
就像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样,
as Christ has been raised from dead to life by the glory of the Father.
主为着我们过去在一切的事上亏欠的荣耀我们在你面前认罪悔改,
Lord, we confess and repent before you for all the time that we have fallen short of your glory.
主愿今天, 就是现在,
today, even right now,
主你再将基督的爱浇灌在我们心里,
you pour out the love of Christ in our hearts.
主将你的爱激励我们,
that your love can constrain us,
因为你为我们众人死了,
because for us you died.
主叫我们没有如今活着的人,
so that we who live,
没有一个是在为自己活,
we no longer live for ourselves,
因为我们是属于你的,
because we belong to you.
主叫我们都能够为那替我们死而复活的主,
and we all be able to live for Christ who lived and died for us.
主因为你配,
because you are worthy,
你配我们将自己献给你,
you are worthy for us to present ourselves.
主愿你早晨得着你所喜悦的奉献,
Lord, may you receive a sacrifice that pleases you this morning.
好叫你在我们身上, 从我们生活当中,
so that in our lives, in our daily living, you may receive a glory that deserves your name.
听我们在你面前的祷告, Lord, may you
hear our prayers before you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
couple of minutes and everyone consider before the Lord if there's things in our lives we still need to yield up to Him.
再花一点时间来思考我们生命当中有没有什么事我们需要把它放下，放在主的面前。
And then as the Spirit leads, if there's two or three that can respond on behalf of the body,
让我们有两三位弟兄，甚至圣灵的感动，对我们大家有一个回应的祷告。 Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of us.